Right now, it's time for some player grades by our guy, our export. Our import. Actually, you were just always here. You grew up here. Our expert, Doran Dickerson. Doran, Broderick Jones got raked over the coals a little bit by Tony Romo and then the general public because Tony said, Tony Romo said that Broderick Jones missed an assignment earlier in the game, but we were going over it during one of the breaks, and doesn't seem like it was actually Broderick Jones' fault.
Well, I mean, in Tony Romo's case, I mean, who's going to call him on that? I mean, he's in the flow of a game. He's calling a game, and people trust Tony Romo's kind of opinion in what he sees. And it's here or there if people like how he talks and some of the things he does, but he does know football. But I saw that play, and I was like, that isn't Broderick Jones' fault. Broderick Jones had the gap inside of Najee, and where he was protected at was supposed to be on his inside. He was not supposed to block down because Spencer Anderson was supposed to pull and secure that inside for him. So that was not Broderick Jones' fault. Spencer Anderson is taught to see color, hit color, and he absolutely missed and didn't see the guy at all, and that looked like it was Broderick Jones' fault, but it actually was Spencer Anderson's guy. That's the reason why he was supposed to pull. So if we want to give a grade to Broderick Jones, I would say like C plus B. I have to go back and watch it a little bit. Maybe yeah. I'll do a more in-depth deep dive for tomorrow about his real grade. But I think from where he was at last week, I mean, to this week, he got better. Right?
He didn't have three penalties and six plays.
Exactly.
So, hey, that is a step in the right direction. I'm watching this play that you're talking about over and over again here, Doran. A lot of people have the cut up there on Twitter.com. Yeah, Spencer Anderson just goes out for an afternoon jog.
Yep.
Like, he's pulling to the right, and then you got Tui. You got number 45 for the Chargers, who just comes in unblocked, and, I mean, Spencer Anderson runs right past his face.
Right
past his face. So, hey, look, I'm not going to pretend like I know offensive line play. I do know you do, and it does look like Spencer Anderson's the guy that screwed up there. And then Spencer Anderson gets pulled, and he's toggling in and out of the lineup. So maybe they saw it the way you saw it and not necessarily the way that Tony Romo saw it. All right, so B, you say B, C plus, just right in that range
is
absolutely an improvement because you can't have anything but an F for his performance last week.
Being called upon to start and obviously the situation and quick turnaround, you got to get your mind right. I think that he did a decent job.
How about Landon Roberts?
B plus. That was the guy that I was going to give a game ball to. Big time running offense with J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. I thought that Landon Roberts did a fantastic job of being that general back there. And obviously, you picked Patrick Queen. I think he did a great job too. He finally flashed. I think he led the team in tackles with four.
Yeah, there's not a single negative, I think, about the run defense. I mean, there's probably not a single negative about the defense. But Landon Roberts, Patrick Queen, they needed to be good in stopping the run, and they did that. I thought Cam Hayward, too, to
He was fantastic.
Oh, man.
That's exactly why you paid him.
A?
Yes. A plus.
At the ripe old age of 35 and change.
A plus.
I think Larry Ogunjobi's playing well.
He's healthy.
He was always a good player when he was healthy. The problem is he has not been healthy. All right, so you did Roberts. You did Queen. We've done Cam Hayward. How about Najee Harris?
First half was there wasn't any lanes, but he's been running so hard. He looks different. I pegged Najee of having a big year this year before the season, even before and after the whole the extra year, and they denied it. I give Najee a B plus. The second half he was on fire.
He was great in the second half. Had to run to finish off the game, basically. You're kind of hoping to see more from Jaylen Warren, but then he got nicked up in this game. He got to be careful.
Yeah.
He got to be real careful. This coaching staff is not afraid to say, okay, you're hurt and the next guy's playing well. You're not going to play as much. Cordero Patterson played really well in this game. Is there anybody in particular that you wanted to single out?
Calvin Austin, Scotty Miller. Those guys did fantastic. Really, really good job by those guys. Darnell Washington is still getting better every game. I think he was a huge component. I don't need to give grades, but those guys really showed up. Pat Freiermuth obviously showing up as well. Other than that, I think that everybody else is pretty solid. I'm trying to think. I mean, Nick Herbig, I think, was probably the biggest star in this game. Has an A-plus grade that two sacks. The guy's unblockable. He really is. And we said earlier, and Cal's put out the graphic, listen, I think you start him the rest of the season. He just brings a different dynamic to the defense that if you're a tackle, it is hell having to prepare for that guy because he's small, he's explosive. It's hard to block guys like that.
You've said over the years that I've gotten to know you that a guy like that who's twitchy but small, like there's just not enough surface there's area space. To be able to block that
right?
guy.
They're slippery.
And you can tell he's a smart guy.
Uh-huh.
Like those Wisconsin guys, man. They know.
There's three of them.
They know.
You know, Benton, Herbig, and what?
I'm still waiting for Benton to flash a right. little bit more. But again, when the run defense plays the way that it did, he didn't play bad. You can't play bad and have the run defense be that good. I did want to mention Joey Porter Jr. too. Gets off a block, has a big TFL. That was a question mark for him. Not concerned about that in the slightest. I think Dante Jackson tackles really well at the cornerback yep. position too. I think the secondary through three games... A lot of concern about the slot corner. A lot of concern about the depth there. Corey Trace also banged up. Secondary's been very good.
Beanie Bishop flashed a few times, too. Getting better as a young player.
Yeah.
It's good. Like he's holding that position down.
And Zach Frazier, according to Pro Football Focus, got like a 95 grade. But I'll just be completely honest with this. When PFF grades come out right after the game, I wait until like a day or two after. I don't know how these guys are grading when they're watching the TV copy, and you don't know they don't know the assignments anyhow.
Right.
And then you're going to do it off the TV? Come on now. I know what we get to see on the TV, and it's not enough to make legitimate grades.
Right.
Maybe more so, I guess, on the offensive line than elsewhere, but you get what I'm saying.